Right, the Mishnah says, Mokim shinogu lechol tzli b'leil psochim oichlim. If the meaning of your place is Zman is there now and there's no base amigdash, but still the meat ye eat Pesach b'night, they roast it, you're allowed to eat roasted meat. Mokim shinogu shloi lechol ein oichlim. But if the meaning of the mokim is not to eat roasted meat on Pesach b'night, you're not supposed to eat roasted meat Pesach b'night. Usually that's a minig. We don't eat roasted meat on Pesach b'night. Rashi, the mechse koicho Pesach b'chutz, because it looks as if you're reading the korban Pesach wherever we are, chutz from the base of Migdash, and you're not allowed to eat kotshe b'chutz. Therefore, the minig is not to eat anything roasted Pesach b'night. So, Amarav, Omer Rav Yudah Amar Rav, also loy liyodim shiyoyim me'abosa zel Pesach. Someone is not allowed to say before Pesach, a week or two, when he goes to the butcher store to buy his meat order, he shouldn't tell the butcher store, I want to buy this meat le Pesach, for the Pesach. Why? It looks like you're being makdish b'hemtoy. When you're saying, Bosa zele Pesach means, I want this meat to be for my korban Pesach. So it looks as if you're being makdish this meat now. V'yoichol kotshim achutz. And when it comes Pesach one night and you eat this piece of meat, it looks like eating kotshim where you're not on the base of meat, you're eating a machutz. That's why when you buy your meat before Pesach, you should not say with this lashon, Bosa zele Pesach. Now it's brought down, if you buy the meat and speak in English, you're allowed to say, I'm buying the meat for Pesach. Because if somebody would mean to be makdashid, he would use this lashon, Bosa zele Pesach. That's the way you makdash a piece of meat. So if you go to the store and some say, want to buy meat for Pesach, that would be all right. But you shouldn't tell the butcher, Bosa zele Pesach. This meat should be for Pesach. With that lashon, that's also to do. We hold like this. So Rashi, Bosa zev, yafilu shchut kvar, even the animal was already geshochten. Still it's awesome. Omer papa, dafke bosa, only meat you have to be makbid, not to say, this bosa zele Pesach. Avachiti loy, if you buy wheat, before Pesach, we allowed to say this chitim should be for Pesach. Why? The mintel epischekomer. What you mean to say is I want to make sure I'm buying wheat that was watched l'shem Pesach, that no water came upon it. It's not chametz. So I don't mean to say that this wheat, I want to be makdashid, and like I'm making this hegdish, and with the value of it, I'll go buy a korban Pesach. No, you have nothing to do with hegdish. By wheat, l'pesach means this wheat was watched and no water fell upon it. That's mutim. Only meat is no good. Fred Gemaro, Bosa loy, is it true you can't say, Bosa zele Pesach, Meis may have a kash on you. Omer Reb Yosef, Yosef said like this, Tudis is Roimi. There was a person called Tudis. He was an Adam Choshev. He rushes, he was a Yisrael. He was a Yisrael, a Yid. Choshev Shoyev Roimi. A Choshev, a person in Rome. Was soon said, the Gemara class, was he Choshev because he was a Talmud Chochem, or was he Choshev because he was a political man? He was Talmud, a strong person. But we had this strong person called Tudis. Hinnig as b'nei Roim, in Roim he made the minig, lechol gediyim, they mamish ate a kid on Pesach by night, this is going after the Churban Abayis, like the Zman is there, mekulsim, mamish, they roasted the whole kid all together, mamish the way you roast the Korban Pesach, b'leil psachim on the night of Pesach, that's the way they ate their meat, they ate their meat, Pesach by night, they had mamish a whole kid, that they roasted it all together. Shol Chulois Rabbonin sent a message to this Tudis, El Mole Tudis Atov, not for you're such a strong person called Tudis, Korzano Alecha Nidui. We would have put you into Nidui. Why? We've created a Viklol upon you, like exile you. Why? Shatomaychel Et Yisrael Kodesh Machutz. Because you're telling all the people in Rome that on Pesach B'nai you should eat their meat, mamish roasted, like the real Korban Pesach, you're telling all the people to eat Kodeshim outside the Beis HaMikdash. Fred the Gemara Kodeshim Sakud Eitich, that imamish was imakdashit. Is it really kochim? Ela'ema, the more me to say, koriv lehechel es yisrael kochim achutz. It look, what you're doing looks, it looks as if you're telling the yidin to eat kochim achutz. Hey, since imamish taking this piece of meat and roasting it, mamish, the way they roasted the korban Pesach, it looks like they're eating kochim achutz. So now the diak is, what's also to do? Mekulis in. Only if they roasted the whole kid, the whole complete kid. That's the way they roast the Korban Pesach. That's what's awesome. Of Vishen Makulas Lai. But Mash Makulzaman, you didn't roast the whole kid altogether. Just you bought one piece of meat. You bought a roast. Mashma, the one piece of roast that you bought, that would be mutter to roast. The only thing you can't roast, you can't make tzli, is only if you have the whole kid altogether. So Drashi Shane the Makulas Lai. Vekashil Rav is a Kashan Rav. The Yoma Bosa Grey the Mechlema Pesach. You say you can't even buy and say this meat, Bosa Zela Pesach. even a regular piece of roast. And here we're saying, what's osur? Only the whole kid roasted altogether. But mashma, piece of meat would be mutter. And the Gemara, Amri like this, mekulis, if you have the whole kid roasted altogether, then loishana omar, loishana leomar. There's no nafkamina when you bought it, you said, Vosazel Pesach, or even if you didn't say it, still it's osur. Because if you roast the whole kid altogether, that in itself looks as if you're making it l'shem korban Pesach. So it looks as if you're eating kutchim now, chutz from the Beis HaMikdash. Ma'ashenkein shein the makulis. Let's say you don't buy a whole kid together, or you're not roasting the whole animal together. No, you only bought a piece of meat, and you're roasting just one piece of meat by itself. Then we say, pirish in. If you said that bosazel Pesach, this meat should be for Pesach, that's osur. Loi pirish loi. But if you didn't speak out clearly and say that this piece of meat should be for bosses el Pesach, that's mutter. So there's no serum. We're talking about not the whole kid, just a piece of meat. Then it's only us if you say bosses el Pesach. Tomorrow. Rav Acha masni lo loho masni sin Rebbe Shimon. Rav Acha learned that who was the one that said over this mice of Tudis? It was Rebbe Shimon. He was the one that said it over. For the Gemara, Maskevla Rosheshes. Rosheshes has a kashan on Rav Acha. Bishleim le mandatoni lo kareb Yosi. Bishleim with the first man the Yoma that said, who was the one that said over this mice? It was Rav Yosi. Then Nicha, then it's good. That according to Rav Yosi, I can understand that if somebody roasts the whole kid all by itself, it looks like you made kotshim bachutz, and that's why it's also. Elu l'man demas lak Reb Shimon, but Rav Acha that said that Reb Shimon was the one that said over this halachah, mi nich is it good. And according to Reb Shimon, why should there be any shayla that looks like you made kotshim bachutz? V'yotanan, we learned like this. Reb Shimon poiter. Reb Shimon says, yapote, there's no way to kotshim, shlo his nadev kederacham is nadvim. Because the person did not make it kotshim the way you are supposed to. If you don't speak out the right lushan of Hegdish, you cannot make something Hegdish. So the kasha here is also, here you went and bought a kid. So you weren't marked the shit b'shas the animal was alive. You first bought a piece of meat that's cut up, that's geshochten already. So chura, if you made the shrita, you can't be marked the shit anymore for Korban Pesach. So according to Reb Shimon, it's only chal Hegdish if your mama speak out, you want it to be Hegdish the way it's supposed to. But whenever you speak out the wrong lushan, nothing is chal at all. So according to here, there shouldn't be any chash at all. Let's see Rashi. Reb Shimon Poiter. Rashi boy mehareya lai mincha min asorim. If somebody says lashon like this, I want to bring a mincha, but from what? From Bali. So Reb Shimon says the person is potter. He has no chiv at all to bring a mincha. Why? The tanan bimlochis mevim min achitim. Usually you have to bring a mincha from wheat. There's no such thing as bring a mincha from Bali. The chiv on the yom areya lai mincha. When a person said Harayalai Mincha, is Tafas Lashon Rishon. That's what the Rabbanan say. That when a person says Harayalai Mincha, he meant to say O Mincha Enabo Min Asorim. Is Nadova Hilgach Yovim Min Achitim. When a person said Harayalai Mincha, he meant to say he wants a Mincha. That he says Sarim later, we don't listen to him. Because you can't bring a Mincha from Bali. So therefore, it's as if he said I meant to bring it from wheat, and he has a Chiv to bring from wheat. That's the Tanakama. Rabbi Shimon, Poitra, Rabbi Shimon says nothing doing. This person is potter for being in a mincha. Why? The Yomar, he says, Afli gmat dvar vada mitfas. No, the person said one statement. We have to listen to everything he said. V'nidbat v'dayta l'choma shemoyt v'piv. And he meant to say everything. He meant to say clearly, Harayalai mincha sorim. I want to be mechayiv myself to bring a mincha, but what type of a mincha? Only from Bali. Now, the mincha sorim is kavim. V'sovar, Rabbi Shimon holds, Shodem Yochlis Nadav Lohovi Kain, Lefikach Ein Betvarv Klum. If this person thinks he could bring it, but really you're not allowed to bring it, so therefore nothing is chal. But now the kasher is now, Vahai Michael Gedi Mekulis Nami, My Karv Lekotcher Machutzika. Here, when this Tudis told all the people in Rome to go and buy their kids, their meat, and roast the whole animal together, Haloi Mechayim Lekor Lo Shem Pesach, they didn't call this animal a Korban Pesach when the animal was still alive. They went to the butcher and they bought the animal after it had a shechita done to it already, when it was mace. The afilu hoya korban l'shem b'shas sliya. Even if they would speak out the pharis b'shas they're roasting this kid, I want this kid now to be a Korban Pesach. The afilu hoya korban l'shem b'shas sliya shlagaderecha makdishimu v'yein hashem chalolov. According to Rabbi Shimon, nothing is chal. If you're b'shasi roasting this whole kid, but you didn't say it should be Korban Pesach before when it was still alive, you only said it now after you made the shechita. So now it's not a derech, you can't make a hegdish now. So what's the whole shaila here? It looks like you're reading Kachim Machutz. No, Kachim can't be chal in this oifen. It could only be chal Kachim if you made a hegdish when the animal's still alive. But here, after shechita, you can't do it. So what's so wrong? What did Tudis do wrong? How could you say Reb Shimon said that Tudis did something wrong? According to Reb Shimon, he didn't do anything wrong. Reb Shimon knows nothing is chal. So for the Gemara, Maskel or Rashashis, Bish, yeah. So Amalei Ravina said back to him, Amalei Ravina, Le Ravashi. So Ravina said back to Ravashi, Oman de Maskel or Reb Yosi, the one that learns and goes according to Reb Yosi, mean Icha, is it good even according to Reb Yosi? It's also no good. The Yomar Rava said like this, that Rabbi Shimon Beshitas Rabbi Yosi Yomra, Rabbi Shimon that says that you don't just listen to the first word he said, but you have to listen to the whole thing he said, goes according to Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi was the one that said, Af b'gmar dvorim or the mitzvahs. You have to listen to the whole statement he said. The Yomar, what did Rabbi Yosi say? Af b'gmar dvorim or the mitzvahs. Even the end of the sentence, you have to listen to the whole sentence he says, and you have to listen to the end words. So Reb Shimon's hope shot only goes according to Reb Yosi. So Chur Reb Yosi is the one that says he has to go back to his last words. So Chur Reb Yosi holds like Reb Shimon also. So Mar says, my love, isn't it? Me, the Reb Shimon, Savlok Reb Yosi, since Reb Shimon holds like Reb Yosi, that when somebody says two statements, you can't just take the first statement, like here, the person's a Reb Yosi Mincha, and then he says he wants it to be from Bali. So Tanakama says, take the first statement by itself. You want to make a Mincha, period. That you're saying Surim, it can't be. So throw that away, and we're just left with your first word. Reb Shimon says, no, you have to listen to those things. He only wants to make a mincha from Surim. And since there's no such mincha, melo nothing is chal. How did Reb Shimon know that? He knew it from Reb Yosi. Reb Yosi's halach in Tumur is that if a person says, Harezu Tumuras Oila Tumuras Shlomim. Somebody took one animal, and he said, this korban, this animal now should be Tumura. And he had in front of him two different animals. He had a korban oila and a korban shlomim. That's the loch of tamura. You say this animal should be instead of the other animal. So you can say this animal should be instead of an oila. It's like a chalak dushes oila on this animal. But this person said like this. This should be a rezu tamura's oila, tamura shlomim. He said two statements one after another. Now both it can't be. It can either be one or the other. So the Tanakhama says, take the first one he said. He said oila first. This animal becomes an oila. Reb Yosi says nothing doing. So af b'gmar dvarav, the person said two statements. You have to listen to both of them. And since he said oila and shlomim, he owes both as chal. How could both be chal? You have to sell it, and with the money you have to buy both of them. But that's Reb Yosi shita af b'gmar dvarav. Even the end of the statement you have to listen to. You can't just take the first part of the statement and stop right there. Harezu tumuras oila. Right there, it's an oila. That's what you said first. In other words, the other svar is, the thing that you say first, that's what you mean first. That's what you mean. Then you want to have something second also. So if the second thing can't be, that can't be. But the first thing is, Reb Yosi and Reb Shimon holds no. A person doesn't mean what he says first, that's what he wants, and then he wants the second thing. No, he right away meant both things together. Just you can't speak out two in 1 second. So you have to say first one statement, then another statement. But the person at the beginning, when he started to say a rezu oila, he meant at the beginning, I don't want it to only be an oila. Or by mincha, I don't stam want to bring a mincha. At the beginning of my statement, I mean to say, I want this mincha to be from Bali. And Reb Shimon says, since there's no such mincha to be from Bali, you're potter from a Bali. So the kashrut of Shimon goes according to Reb Yosi. So Chura, since Reb Shimon holds like Reb Yosi, the other way also, let's say, Reb Yosi namasovlok Reb Shimon, that Reb Yosi also holds like Reb Shimon, that Hegdish is only chal if you say it in the normal manner. Whenever you're not makta something in a normal manner, it's not chal Hegdish at all. So our kashrut on Tudis should be shared even according to Reb Yosi. What was Reb Yosi's makta that Tudis told the people in Rome, go take your kid and roast it Pesach by night? What's wrong with doing that? Since you can't make a Hegdish now when it's dead already, so it's not called Hegdish. So what should be Yosef? Hemtukmar Aloy. I'll tell you, Reb Shimon, Sovolok Reb Yosi. That first part is true. Reb Shimon that says you go boss to the Gemar goes according to Reb Yosi. Aba Veloy, Reb Yosi, Sovolok Reb Shimon. I'll tell you, though, Reb Yosi does not hold like Reb Shimon. that by Hegdish, even though you say something, even though it's not the derech to be Magdish that way, still something could be Chal. Therefore, if you learn the Man Yom that said over the Maisel to this was Rav Yosi, it'll be good. According to Rav Yosi, it looks as if you're being making something Hegdish. But according to Rav Shimon, it's Shverim. Shimon holds there's no such Hegdish here.
Yeah.
Yes, that's also the Gabi Gdi. According to Rav Yosi, what we say here by this kid, Mekulas Nami, Afagav Dishloika Derech HaMakdishim, even though right now it was Pesach by night, they took this meat, they were roasting it, they didn't speak out there should be Korban, and even if they would say it now, it's dead meat already. The Chori can't make a Korban. Have a lay Korab Lahachal Kochim, still is good. Why it looks like he did something wrong. He made them eat kachim. Bechutz. The Eva Yomer Lei HaReizu LePesach Amri LeDimei Pesach Omer. Because the Rabbi Yosi maybe does no longer give Shimon. Will explain himself. When he meant to say this piece of meat should be for Korban Pesach, he didn't mean to say this meat gufa should be a Korban Pesach. Because that we know. You have to bring a live animal for Korban Pesach. You can't take a dead animal. No, what he meant to say is this meat should have a kedusha on it for the value of it. And then I'll sell it, and the money, I want the money to be for Korban Pesach. So that's what they meant to say. So they didn't mean to make this meat kachim. So if you eat this meat now before you poider it, it looks like eating kachim achutz. So according to Reb Yosi, it was good this ma'ason. Why Tudis was doing something wrong. But according to Reb Shimon, it's a little bit shver. What was he doing wrong? So the Mari Boilihu. Tudis is roimi. This person called Tudis. Gavra Rab Hevi, was he a big Talmud Chochem, a chosh of a person, or a Baal Agrufim Hevi? Or maybe no, he was just a political person. He had a strong power. That's why they were afraid to put him into Nidui. But not because he was a Talmud Chochem. Toshma, come, I'll bring you Raya. I'll bring you Raya with a Talmud Chochem. That Oid Zudarish Tudis, Ish Roimi, he made a drosha. So you see, he knew how to learn. He dashed in Psukim. He dashed in like this, a famous drosha. Ma rol Chananya Mishol v'Yazaria shemoser watsa makdushas Hashem lekiv shenes. How did they know they were supposed to jump into the fire to let themselves be killed al kiddush Hashem? Even though the ma'aseh and nes happened and they were saved, but they jumped in to the kivshin shalais. How did Chananya Mishol v'Yazaria know to do this? Is no so. So Rashi learns the kasher is ma rol shloidoshu v'chay behem v'loy shiyamas behem. That really a person is not allowed to kill himself. Even though the goyim wants to do averis, the klal is you're supposed to do the avera and keep yourself alive. There's only three averis that you're supposed to let yourself be killed and not do the avera. That's gil arroyis, not to do aznus, shvichas dorim, not to kill somebody else, and avoid the zoro. But not for these three averis. The lacha is you're not supposed to let yourself be killed. So kashrut then here, how come they let themselves be killed? So Taisa speaks out, even though there the maisa was, the Nebuchadnezzar wanted them to bow down to a statue. So the Chur was an Indian of Avoy de Zorah. The Torah says it wasn't an Avoy de Zorah there. Elian Dart Yoshosul Chavad Atzmai. His son had a statue, the picture of himself. The Nebuchadnezzar had a statue he used to put around of himself as the beautifier to make himself look nice. And he wanted people to bow down, not L'shem Avoy de Zorah, but just to give him covered. So Mikra Adin, that would have been Mutter. So Takasha, why didn't they do it? Because they wanted to make Kiddush Hashem. They wanted Mekadosh Hashem's name. Then it's very good what Rashi says. How do they know they were allowed to do it? The Chur of the Apostle says, "Bechayim him. You're not allowed to let yourself be killed." So how were they allowed to throw themselves in the Kivshin Shalesh? So they say, so to this Dashtin, that they made a Kavuchayimah, not Kavuchayimah b'yatsa mitzvadayim. They made their own Kavuchayimah from the frogs. From Mitzrayim by the second Makkah Svadayim, they took a Kavuchayimah from the Svadayim, from the frogs. What's the right from the frogs? Umat Svadayim. She'ain mitzvah makdushas Hashem. They have no chiyuv to mekadosh Hashem. They're frogs. Uksivbu still says by them uvov olu bebeisechom. By the makis svadayon, the frogs went into the mitzrim's house. Uvatanurecha they went inside the ovens. Uvamasharasechom inside the doughs, inside the challah. Now emesai misharas mitzuyus eitzotaner. When do we have the dough, the challah next to the oven? That means right after it came out of the oven, or right before, when you want to bake it. So you have a not hot oven, that's when you have the dough next to the oven. And still the frogs went into these ovens also. So Chura, by jumping into the oven, the frog should have killed himself. So you see, the frogs were Moisa Nefesh to make Kiddushas Hashem. Why did they do it for? Because it was a tzivoy, one of the makis was Tzvadeya, to go all over. So, Onu, or the Hananiah Mishon Zayah said, us ourselves, Shem Etzuvim HaKiddushas Hashem, we do have a mitzvah to Mekadosh Hashem's name. Halachas Kama V'Kama. For sure, we have a chiyuv to Mekadosh Hashem's name. So the raya from the Tzvadayim was, what's the raya? There they had a tzivoy to go into the ovens. The terrace was, Hashem didn't tell any frog which one to go into the ovens. Each frog could have said, I'll just go into the bedroom. I'll just go into the kitchen. I'll go into the refrigerator better. No frog was told directly to jump into the stove. No, whoever the frog jumped into the stove, he did it by himself. He wanted to be Mekadosh Hashem. So Hanani Mishol says, also, you see, there's such an Indian to be Mekadosh Hashem.
But
the Chaybem, right. The Kasha is still right. The Chura Rashi's Kasha, what's the terrence of Rashi's Kasha? The Chura frogs don't have any Chiyah V'Chaybem. A frog doesn't have a Chiyah to keep himself alive. Ma'ashenke, Chanan, Rishor, V'Zayah had a Chiyah to keep himself alive. So what was how was he allowed to do it? So Bissel Shvelach, it's Bissel Shvelach. The B'chaim Shul Levis and the Shmuz wants to say that the Pshat is that it's at the sound that Medjush brings down the Tzvadayim. Afterwards, all the Tzvadayim were killed. The only Tzvadayim that was still alive was the Tzvadayim that jumped into the Tanner. The ones that were Moist and Nefesh, they thought they were going to be killed. Those were the ones that stayed alive. Those were the only Tzvadayim that stayed alive. Since they were ready to give up their life, Hashem saved them. All the other frogs were killed. So he wants to say, that's what Hanani Mishov Yazayim learned out of Kabbalah from here. That if a person is moist and nefesh, really, l'shem shemayim, he's for sure will be saved. So therefore, either the pasuk says v'chaybem, in the case where you know for sure you're giving up your life, al kedushas Hashem l'shmo, your zicha be saved. So Chanan Mishal v'shayim knew they'll be saved. That's why they're allowed to do it. If they would have had a stuff, they'll be killed. True, v'chaybem says you can't let yourself be killed. You have to keep yourself alive. But they learned out from the Tzvadayim, just like the Tzvadayim, the only frogs that stayed alive were the ones that jumped into the Tanner. So you see, if you're Moshe Nefesh, Mamas Hashem Shemayim, not just to be saved. The cloud list ain't Soim Chamal Neis. You're not supposed to say, I'll be Moshe Nefesh, I know for sure I'll be saved. That you're not supposed to do. You have to be Moshe Nefesh, really Hashem Shemayim, even if it means to kill yourself. In such a life, and we do it Mamas Hashem Shemayim, then for sure you'll be saved. How do they know they'll be saved? That they learned out from the Tzvadayim. They saw they were saved. All right, but the kasha is a good kasha. Right. I call upon him, you see, he made this drasha to this. So who you see is a big Talmud Chacham. So. But Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Abba, no mar, mato ma loyi le kisho to minach chomim. Know what he used to do, hoya? He used to, Rashi says, he used to nois sein tzcharu to minach chomim. He used to give business to the minach chomim, l'ishtaker bo. That they should become rich from it. He used to help out the Talmid Chachamim make a livelihood. The Yom Rav Yechinin, Kol Amato Maloi Lekis Talmid Chachamim. Whoever helps out a Talmid Chachamim makes a living is Zoicha V'Yoshev Yeshiva Shemala. He'll be Zoicha to sit in Yeshiva Shemala in Shemayim. Shenem the Pasuk says, Ki B'Tzel HaChochmo B'Tzel HaKesef. Shashi B'Tzel HaChochmo. B'Mechitzas HaChochmo Yikonai Zeh Shaneyom in Chosev. Hey, somebody that gave away from his property, his money, he gave to Talmid Chachamim to have Hanor to live in this world, he'll be Zeicha to have the Tzel of Chochma in Shemayim. He'll be Zeicha to sit in Yeshiva Shemala. Right. Mokim Shinogo Lahadlik Es Haner B'Leil Yom HaKippur Madlikim. If the minig of your place is on Yom Kippur by night, that the ladies, the women, white neighbors, let them light. Mokim Shinogo Shkler Lahadlik Ein Madlikim. If the minig in your place is not to, you don't have to. So I'm going to warm a first time. What's the reason why we do, why we don't? Hey, so on Shabbos, you're supposed to light out only Shabbos, out covered Shabbos. But Yom Kippur, you don't have that. There's no gin covered or only on Yom Kippur. So it's only a minute to light Neris. We'll soon see why yes, why not. Oh, Madlikim about the Knesset, about the Medrashis. You're supposed to light in the base of Medrash, in the base of Knesset. But they should be able to daven there. Oh, Mavoyis Afolim. If you have a dark alley, people shouldn't trip there. V'agav Yacholim. If somebody is sick also, he needs a light. Push to keep him alive, to give him some security, you should have a light by a sick person. Whether you say you are supposed to light on Yom Kippur by night, they both meant for the same shot. What does that mean, Rashi says? Oysim Shinogul Hadak, the people that had a minig to light neighbors in the house, Yom Kippur. Is by no gim stal hadlik when it's kavel od over echad la fshatzu mishka visha the ikka kavona was this also the tashma shamita yom kippa so he wanted to do something to remember not to have tashma shamita yom kippa by night his own yom lahad the people that said to light in there mishum de nodim mishamish mitos lior haner if there's light in the room you're not allowed to have tashma shamita so they bedavka let the candles light in their bedrooms they shouldn't have tashmish the yom yom shlel hadlik the people that said no, it's better not to light in there. Sovereign, kishaner doilik royas ishtoi mesavolo. They held it's better not to have the candle burning in the house, because you'll have the candle burning in the house. Faket, you'll see your wife, and you'll have taiva to have tashmish with them, and your kippah you're not supposed to. So both menogim are telling the same thing. So both menogim is not to have tashmish. One held is better to have the light. One held is better not to have the light. Omer Rav Yeshua, Darish Rava. That means Bain Sherma Lahadlik, Bain Sherma Shalahadlik, Shneemu Neskav Elul Dobrachim. Echo. They both meant the same thing. Oma Reb Yudah Mashmuel. Ein Mevorchin Al Or Eleba Maitsoy Shabbos. We only make a Borim Yoreish only on Maitsoy Shabbos. Hoye Lutchilas Briosahu. Because that's when light was created. Light was first created. I mean, fire was first created on Maitsoy Shabbos. Therefore, zeichah for the brias of or we make a borer mireish on your mitzvah Shabbos. The chori means to say is not on mitzvah Yom Kippur. On mitzvah Yom Kippur, you don't have to make a bracha only on mitzvah Shabbos. Omalayu saba v'teima rabba barbachonim yasha. You're right. Rashi shapa karmid. Chena Rabbi Yechin legasin yasha. The chena Rabbi Yechin that you're right. Only on mitzvah Shabbos do we make a bracha the first time we see a fire. Ula have a rochid chamram. Ula was riding a donkey. The Ozal, he was going there, the Shoko, the Ozal, Rabbi Abba, Miminoi. Rabbi Abba was walking on Ula's right side. The Rabbi Abba Chonim is Smoila. And Rabbi Abba Chonim was walking on his left side. Omalei Rabbi Abba Lula. So Rabbi Abba asked Ula. Vade di Amrisa Mishmed Rabbi Yechon. Is it true that you say over the name of Rabbi Yechonon, a Mevorchen Alor, Eleba Maitsoy Shabbos? Is it true that they say over from you that you said Rabbi Yechon says you only make a bracha on fire only on Maitsoy Shabbos? And why? Hoylo Tchilas Briyosahu. Because that's when fire was first created. Is it true? Is Hoda Ula?
Yes, Hoda Ula. Choza Bey Rabba Barba Chona Bishus. His Ula looked at Rabba Barba Chona with an angry face. In other words, you said like that in the name of Rabbi Yechon. But I didn't say like that because Rabbi Yechon doesn't hold like this. Omalei Ula said, Ano, me myself. Lav Ho Amri, I did not say it here. Because Avad Rabbi Yechon is Moide, even on Moitsoy Yom Kippur, you have to make. Amri. This is what I said his name over. Rabbi Yechon Zalochem. Tony Tone Kamed Rabbi Yechon. He's never in the Tana said the name in front of Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Weimer. Yoim HaKippurim Shechal Liyas B'Shabbos. When Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, after Mokim Shom Ushtel, Hadlik, even with the Minig, not the light Nerus, we had in the Mishnah, still now Madlikim. Mifnei Kobod HaShabbos. The only Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon answers back, no, Basraim. The Chom Ma'isim, the Chom still Aser, even though it's Shabbos, but he also doubts that Yom Kippur, there's no Indian of Onik Shabbos on Yom Kippur. His Omalei Adar Tei Korelei Rabbi Yosef, is he said on the end of this Pasuk, Mayim Amukim Eitzab Levish. Alright, we'll continue on. Tomorrow with Shem. The Teish just asked the Kasha, the Baram Teish is, why don't we take and make a bracha every time we see the Or? The Chur having Hanoah. The Teish answers, as Hanoah, we only make a bracha if Hanoah that goes inside the goof. But yet the aura doesn't go inside the goof, we don't have to make a bracha. Only the first time on Mitzvah Shabbos, house the Bria, that's the time when it was curated. Yeah, but then Taisha says, V'yaf agav, to mevorchin al or Hashemish b'chol yoim, every day in the morning we make a bracha yoitza or mishum shemechadish b'chol yoim, because that's something that happens every single day, it's mechadish b'chol yoim, that's why we make such a bracha. But a regular hanoah, something that we have enjoyment from, we only make a bracha on enjoyment that goes inside the body, that the body is nana from. And that's from or, that's not considered the body has hano from. Here in this last line of the Gemara, just omeleis, Uli answered back, adote kori olei. In other words, on this, adote, Rashi says, means zois te zu, ani moide shomer Rav Yechna. On this memra moide, Rav Yechna Taka said like this. So on this the Gemara says, kori olei Rav Yosef, the postek, mai mamuche meitza blevish. Rashi said, Zu Ula. The Gemara said, Dashan. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue on Lech Lach tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem.